This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. It is a new week, boo. These weeks are flying. I hope you are having an amazing day today and an amazing week so far. And I hope this episode finds you well. I hope you had a great weekend this weekend and you're feeling good, looking good. Y'all, I had a great weekend. I went to the rodeo and it was truly the most Midwestern thing I have ever done. In the fall, we typically drive down to Michigan and hit the real deal apple orchards that are like acres and acres of apples. To be honest, I really go for the pie. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm there to look cute and eat pie. But that to me is such a Midwestern thing to do, I feel. But the rodeo, girl, I don't know if you've ever been to a rodeo. It was so fun and it was smelly and it was cool all at the same time. There is apparently a dress code that I was not aware of. I was not dressed for the part, let me say. I wore Birkenstocks to the rodeo. Big mistake. But it was so packed. And also, it was so many Black people at the rodeo, a lot of them participating, which I thought was even more cool. So it was such a treat. There was a girl who was competing, and y'all, she had a 40-inch lace bust down. Her horse was jet black. She had her cute little lasso and she was rocking a fresh full set of nails. I said, this is who I'm rooting for. Okay. I don't even know this lady, but I'm rooting for her. Y'all, I had such a good, fun weekend and I hope all of you did the same. Switching gears. If you are new here, welcome, boo. My name is Ashley, and I am the host of this very cool podcast, if I do say so myself. I know there are 525,600 podcasts to listen to right now and watch, and I'm grateful that you tapped on mine. Welcome to the Girl Chat, boo. Welcome to the party. If you end up loving it here like we do, please leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're listening on. This helps others find the show on the podcast apps, but more importantly, gives me the chance to hear from you and read your thoughts and kind words. And sometimes I could be having a really bad day and one of you will say something so nice or DM me or email me these really nice, thoughtful messages. And it really helps me when I'm struggling and just need a little lifting. So thank you, boo. Thank you to all of you that decide to tune in each week. It means the world to me. You have no idea. So you guys know, I love me a good book, right? I used to try and read one book a month, so 12 books a year. Happy to report, I have not been able to reach that goal, but I go through reading spurts. Sometimes I can read 2 or 3 books a month, and then I can go 6 months and not read a thing. We used to have the Slay Girl Slay book club, and we had a Facebook page back in the day where we dropped the book of the month and we discussed it. But I feel like book clubs are so hard to run. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I know when I'm in somebody else's book club, I do not read the book. In fact, I read every book but the book that the book club is reading. And then if someone is hosting a debrief or a meeting, I'll show up for the food and the wine and I'll Google the entire book on my way there and be ready to talk about it like I'm prepared. I am not ashamed to admit that. But I have been slowly reading and digesting this book called A Renaissance of Our Own, A Memoir and Manifesto on Reimagining by Rachel Cargill. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. But so far, it's been really insightful and thought-provoking. And in a few words or less, the book talks about how we are so used to the way that things have been done in our lives and how sometimes those ways just don't work for us anymore. And that could be how we approach our relationships, our belief systems, our work or education, and even how we decide to just take breaks and rest. And how, in most cases, there are times in our lives where we need to reimagine those things and form new ideas and new beliefs and sometimes new identities about ourselves. I'm going to tell you now, I'm not finished with it, so I don't know how it ends. This is not sponsored. I'm genuinely just telling you about a book I'm reading. And so far, so good. But what really got me invested was this one part in the beginning of the book where the author encourages you to think about your future self. Think about a much older version of yourself 10, 20, even 30 years from now, and imagine having a conversation with her. And she recommends you do this in your journal. Maybe you spend some time meditating and really thinking about it first before you write it down. Maybe it's not even in your journal, but just as a writing exercise that you do. But the idea is to imagine every aspect of this conversation that you are having with the future you. Be very specific about what you imagine yourself to be like at that time. What does 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old you wear? What do you look like? Where do you live? What does your house look like? What does it smell like? And then jotting down your conversation, the questions you want to ask, and the answers she may give. I know, it may sound absolutely wild to do this, and I understand this may be a little fluffy for some people, but y'all know me. I have always been a very strong advocate for taking time to remember the little version of me. If you've been a longtime listener, you know how powerful it is to just take a minute and reflect and go back in time in your mind and remember 12-year-old you. You know what I'm saying? And thinking of all the things you would say to her, tell her about all the things she will get to do, show her what she's going to become. I think keeping a younger version of ourselves alive in our minds, that helps us appreciate all that we are today. That helps us celebrate our wins. That helps us recognize that we are not new to this, but we are certainly true to it, and that we are doing much better than we think we are. But I never really took time to think about a future version of myself that far down the line. I never took the time to think about an issue that I was having and ask myself, how would 50-year-old Ashley solve it? What would 50-year-old Ashley say? How she moves, how she thinks, and from what I could imagine at that time, she is much smarter, much sharper, and even quicker than I am today. Again, I know it sounds fluffy, but trust me, if you sit down at some point this week by yourself and just write up a conversation you have with a you 20, 30 years from now, write up the things that bother you right now and what advice you think she would give. Write up what her life looks like. Write up what she's most proud of. Write up what she ended up doing with her life. Write up how she views you. I promise you, boo, it will rock your socks off. because if you're anything like me, we've gotten to this point in our lives and we're proud, but we can do better. Yes, I did that, but I can do better. Yes, I saw that, but I can see better. Yes, I made this move and that move, but I can do so much more. I've got so much more. You know what I'm saying? But the question is, how do I get there? How do I get from here to there? How do I keep building my life, taking care of myself, chasing my dreams, making enough money to pay the bills, making enough money to be more than comfortable, better myself, go to therapy, get closer to God, achieve my goals, and still get to where I need to go? It's a lot. You see, younger you will always serve as a reminder, but future you will always serve as the blueprint. And if this exercise taught me anything, sis, it taught me that sometimes when we're scared or frustrated and confused, or we don't know what we want to do next, the answers that we're looking for, the moves we really want to make, the things we really want to say, we already have them. We already know what we really want to do, or maybe what we should be doing, but we're too scared to do it. We're too afraid to admit it. We're too afraid to say it. And then we end up getting in our own way. I'll use myself as an example. A lot of times I'm like, man, I really don't know if I should do this, or I don't know if I should take this next step in my life. What if this doesn't work out? But deep down, if I stopped procrastinating, if I stopped living inside my head, if I stopped scrolling on socials for hours and hours a day, I'd have my answers. If I wasn't afraid of what this person may say or that person may do, I'd have my answers. If I stopped worrying so much about the outcome and just followed my heart and did it, I'd have my answers. You know, I'll do you one even better. We have all dated a guy that we could not leave alone. And we asked our friends, our family, should we leave him? Should we stay? He's working on himself. He's a good guy. We don't know because we love him, blah, 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 blah. Deep down, we knew this is not the guy for us. Our gut was like, this can't be what God has for me. But because we didn't want to be alone, he was fine. We didn't want anybody else to have him. We stayed in a situation we had no business being in. But what would 40, 50, 60-year-old you say about that? What would she say about the decisions you make each day? Is she like, okay, sis, go off. I see you. I know you could do it. Or is she like, okay, girl, let's get it together. My question today is, if you could ask your future self anything about your life right now, what would you ask her? And then what would she say? I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. Okay, boo. I'm going to go ahead and embarrass myself yet again on this podcast and read you a little excerpt I wrote in my journal about the conversation I had with my future self. Do not judge me, please. I was having a day. I was really in my head, but I hope that you can get an idea from what I wrote and you get inspired to sit down at some point this week and jot down something for yourself. I wrote this in first person, so it's like you're listening to what's going on inside my head throughout this conversation. Again, please don't judge me. This is embarrassing, but I do hope you try it out, boo, because when I'm having an off day or just not vibing with life very well, I always go back to this journal entry and I read it again and again and again. And it always reminds me that I do know what to do, you know, and that I got this. And I give myself permission to always keep going. I'm standing in this really nice entryway. Beautiful home. It's giving no budget right off the bat. The furniture is modern but very romantic. In the living room, which is where I presume I'll be meeting her, are these big, beautiful couches. And on the walls, hundreds of photos. Some photos of me, photos of what I presume to be my kids because they look cute. Is there daddy around here somewhere? I need to see something. There's so much going on in all of these photos. People that I've seen before, people that I've never seen in my life. There must be a story behind each one. This house is beautiful. And more importantly, it feels like a home. It smells of sandalwood and fresh spring scents. Candles are lit everywhere. Child, my house is clean. Praise God. I sit on the couch and just take it in. If I had been able to take this trip to the future a long time ago, maybe life would be different, but I'm glad to take the trip now. I sit on the couch and there is already some beverages on the coffee table. There's a few wine glasses, the real nice ones, by the way, some tea and some coffee. She knows I need options. There's also a few snacks here. I sit and I wait for her in anticipation. She enters the room and you can feel the energy shift. I could feel everything in me shift. She glided into the room in jeans and a white tee. Very casual. Hair stunning. Face card did not decline. Very little aging has happened. Oh my mama, oh my hood, I look fly. I look good. Thank you, God. She comes to the couch and instantly smiles and she pulls me into the best hug I have ever received in my entire life. She says, "I've been waiting for you." I smile, kind of at a loss for words, and we both sit down.
She's still holding my hands as if I'm this terrified girl, not sure what she's getting herself into. But in all honesty, I am terrified of this part of my life, and I have no clue what I'm getting myself into. She begins to pour herself a cup of tea, and she adds some sugar cubes. She's a tea girl. Okay. She begins. Well, I know you didn't make this trip to the future for nothing. Tell me, what questions do you have? Ask me anything. I stare at her intently for a moment. She is everything I imagined and nothing I could have ever imagined at the same time. She is the literal manifestation of every prayer I have ever prayed in my life and the girl of my wildest dreams. She is confident, she is sure of herself, she's sharp, but she's also soft. She's kind, and she's clearly successful. I almost want to cry. I begin by saying, well, thank you for having me, in a very small voice. I don't know where to begin. She takes a sip of her tea, nods her head, and sets her mug down. Well, let me guess. You're 33, currently living with your mom in your childhood bedroom, your first podcast, Slay Girl Slay, is still kind of a baby and about to reach 4 million. You've just begun working with big partners like Nike and Amazon and Pepsi. You also just started the Good News podcast. Ash Media is brand spanking new. You have no boyfriend, no prospects, no kids, and not a ton of friends. But you wake up every day and you sit at that desk and you keep shooting for it. You're not really sure where you want to be right now in life, right? You're questioning if God is still there. Did he forget about you? You're wondering if Slay Girl Slay has already peaked, if you have already peaked, and you just want to know what's next, right? I stare back at her, at me, directly in the eyes, trying to hold back tears because she's right. For a girl that makes a living off of running her mouth, I don't have very much to say. All I can muster up is a very shaky, very unsure, yes. She looks at me for a moment and she can see that I'm overwhelmed, scared, and so unsure about everything. She grabs my hands again and holds it in hers as she speaks. You have nothing to be afraid of. I know everything feels very unsure right now, but believe me when I say it all comes together perfectly. God didn't forget about you. He was saving you for an exact moment at an exact time. These bumps in the roads are just stops. They are not destinations, but the way your life will go and the things that God will do, everyone will want a piece of it, but it's yours, okay? The joy he will give you is yours. The peace he will give you is yours. The happiness you will get to experience is yours. The success that you will have is yours. So hold on to it. And this whole podcast thing, will it work? Will it not? Girl, stop stressing. At this point in the game, your listeners are the real deal. You begin to think of them as family. The show is going to open up some big doors. Do you understand? Nothing you have done so far will compare to what is coming. So prepare. Prepare by thinking bigger. Prepare by following the little curiosities that are in your heart. Prepare by practicing holding on to the good feelings. Prepare by practicing ownership. You are about to pivot and change in the best way possible. So please, let our brains rest. Let our hearts rest. And you just keep doing what we do best, showing up for ourselves and showing out. I must have had tears rolling down my face because she grabs a tissue and wipes my face for me and pulls me into that hug again. The hug I needed, desperately. Trust yourself, Ash. You're smarter, kinder, wiser, and more on top of things than you think you are. I nod my head, and she smiles. She says, "We'll meet again soon. Not to worry. I haven't let us down before, and I won't start now." I nod my head, and just as soon as she was there, she was gone. And I was right back in my room, journaling, feeling much different and much better than I did before. But this time, ready to keep fighting, ready to keep swinging, ready to keep going.
That's it for today's podcast, Boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.